storage scheme had been adequately replenished. It says that while the electricity system remains constrained and vulnerable, no load shedding is expected today. In mid-December, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that Eskom management had given him an assurance that the utility should not be in a position to have any form of load shedding between December 17 and January 15, 2020. The Gauteng Health Department has reached a settlement with the Human Rights Commission and the family of 76-year-old Martha Marais, who was tied to a bench at the Mamelodi Hospital last year. Marais was found by her family restrained under a bench lying on the tiled floor. A video of the incident that went viral was met with outrage and prompted an investigation. Yesterday, Health MEC Bandi Lemasuku visited the family outside Pretoria to make the announcement. The settlement includes an undisclosed monetary compensation that covers Marais' treatment. Health MEC Bandi Lemasuku says he takes full responsibility for what happened.
I take full responsibility as the MEC on behalf of my staff members. You know, I'm not going to separate myself and the department and the staff members involved, hence the apology. But secondly is that we are addressing issues in a comprehensive manner. And like I've said before to you, is that we are not going to be punitive because we understand the challenges that our health workers work within.
And finally, Iran has declared that it will no longer abide by any of the restrictions imposed by the 2015 nuclear deal. In a statement, it said it would no longer observe a limitation on its capacity for enrichment, the level of enrichment, the stock of enriched material, or research and development. The announcement followed a meeting of the Iranian cabinet in Tehran. Tensions have been high over the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani by the U.S. in Baghdad. Gold is trading at $1,552.03 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 31 cents, 15 rands 97 cents to the euro, and 18.72 to the pound. A mostly sunny day in store for Gauteng today, with scattered thunder showers expected, with a low of 17 degrees, peaking at around 28 degrees in Johannesburg. Top trends on Twitter this morning: Jay-Z, Iran attack, Golden Globes, and Tupperware. Top story on the UHFM news desk at this hour: Eskom to end cuts early. No load shedding is expected today. Now let's have a look at your sporting headlines. Liverpool kicks sink.